B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
When it comes to the NFL movement from the NFL Network, Mike Garofolo, South Philadelphia's own, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Michael!
What's happening, buddy? How are you, cuz?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, brother.
To you, too, my honorary Irish friend.
There's only two Irish hooligans in here. Actually, there's none between me, you, and Junis.
There you go.
Let me ask you, because this is the this is pretty wild. The Marcus Mariota stuff has us playing a game of what if. What a wild story about Mariota and how close he came to being an Eagle back in the day.
Yeah, I remember feeling like it was never really. You remember Chip walked into a fan event before the draft, and everybody was chanting to him, "Do the deal, do the deal, do the deal." And I remember him smiling through that one, and I never really got the sense they were ever really close to making that happen. But I guess, you know, some things would have gone differently. He may have been an Eagle way back, and who knows what it would have been different. I thought he was going to be better in Atlanta last year. That surprised me. I thought that was really a good spot for him, and something that was going to rekindle him with Arthur Smith. Didn't quite work out, but you can do a lot worse as a backup quarterback than Marcus Mariota, for sure.
Yeah, I feel it. I got to ask you, I mean, the job that Howie's done, does it look like CJ is going to come back, that CJ Gardner-Johnson appears ticketed back to the Eagles?
I don't know, man. This whole safety market, and I don't think we've still seen the numbers for Jesse Bates, who was the guy who set the pace here. I want to see that deal. For some reason, the full deal has not come out yet, because that one versus the rest of the safety market, you know, Bates supposedly got what he was expected to get. These other guys, they thought they were going to be upwards of $10 million and plus a year. Jordan Poyer, his deal's around 2 years, $12 million, so he's around six and change. And some of these other guys who are signing, Juan Thornhill's another safety that thought he was going to get banked. He got a decent deal, but not exactly what he thought he was going to get. All these guys are coming in at $6 million, $7 million per year if they're lucky at this point. So CJ's a guy who thought he was north of $10 million a year, whether it was going to be with the Eagles or whatever, with anybody, not getting it. That's why, you know, you're seeing some of these, you know, the tweets, the disrespect tweet that he tweeted and then deleted yesterday, because, you know, he feels like he's being disrespected, not just by the Eagles, but all teams across the league. But for whatever reason, this safety market has been driven down. Now, you could say he's more than just a safety, because he can give you that nickel corner look. And, you know, I think he's just been seriously disappointed at what he thought was going to be out there.
So give us what was the story with Slay, too, with lack of a market for him? The agent, what do you think happened there?
No, I think he wanted to be here. I know he wanted to be here. You know, that's why when it came out that he was, being chopped or given permission to seek a trade, because usually that's the player asking, right? Hey, I want to go look for a trade, and the team grants it. In this case, it was these sides having financial discussions, and the Eagles saying, you know, hey, look, this is not going to work here. You know, you go ahead. You want it? You can go talk to other teams. Go see what you got elsewhere to potentially, you know, seek a trade, and you're not closing the door on his return. And then when they came back and said, look, it's just, you know, now nobody's going to trade for me, because then they got to give me a contract on top of that, so they'd rather just wait it out and see if I get released. So it got to that point, and then, you know, he loved it there. He was reconsidering at that point, and the Eagles, now listen, I'll be honest with you, the earlier in the day, James Palmer was the first one that I really heard, my colleague at NFL Network, yeah. Philly area native himself. He was the first. He reached out to me and he goes, you know, what are you hearing about Slay? I said, well, I think he could wind up in Baltimore, right? You remember he retweeted one of the Ravens guys saying, hey, today could be a big day for us, because they thought they were going to get him. And I said, well, I think he's going to Baltimore. He's like, no, I don't think he's leaving, right? And then I think after that point, Slay had tweeted, who knows, I may wind up back. So I saw somebody sent me that, and I sent it to James, and I was like, bro, we're on to something here. And I spoke to an Eagle source, two Eagle sources, probably around 6 p.m., and they both said he's likely gone. Like, no, I know. We see everything. We've heard everything.
Yeah.
But he's likely still going to leave. And then at some point that night, right before Jennifer's tweet, it really became evident that, no, he wanted to be there, and they were going to be able to work something out the next day, which they did. So, look, he was due $17.5 million this upcoming season. The Eagles didn't want to pay that. He wanted an adjustment anyway. It winds up being $23 million guaranteed over 2 years. So they wind up taking some of the money they were owing him this year and pushed it forward over 2 years. So it works for both sides because he gets some guaranteed money in next year. But also the Eagles get to kind of spread this out a little more. So it was a good solution for everybody.
Wow. And then Bradberry, I mean, I tell you, Howie really is a wizard when it comes to that. My God.
Bro, that was a stunner. I thought for sure he was gone, in large part because I truly believe they were going to, at the time, work something out with Slay. And then once Bradberry stayed, I said, okay, well, that means the end of Slay. So I was like, I was surprised on the front end, and then I was surprised on the back end. Like, if you had told me 5 days ago or whatever it was, oh, they're going to keep both guys, are you out of your mind? Like, there's just no way, right? So the fact that we went from, oh, okay, we're surprised that Bradberry's here, to we're surprised that Slay is still here. Listen, we know where the Eagles put the money. We know what positions Howie Roseman believes should be spent on in this league, the way the NFL is constructed. Linebacker's not one of them. Running back's not one of them. Cornerback is one of them. So to be able to do what he did and keep those guys, especially running Sean Desai's system there, where you really need some good cornerbacks, I think it was really important to get that done, and kudos to them for doing it.
Yeah, I was just floored. I mean, you know, you got if you're Howie, you got to come away with, you know, feeling great about your offseason. Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, make sure you got to follow, man. He's on top of all this news all the time. What do you think the quarterback? I mean, I know, obviously it's going to get done, and we've kind of talked about it a little bit in the past, but all this talk about the guaranteed money, and how does the Hurts thing kind of play out?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
I could take a little bit of time. I mean, I know they were really trying to get it done as soon as possible. You know, it could take a little bit. He surely feels like I'm an MVP candidate and I should be paid as one of the top quarterbacks in the league, which when you start to talk about one of, you know, are you talking about a $50 million plus number? I know the Eagles don't want to go there, right? They want to be somewhere in the $40 million plus range, especially because Daniel Jones is at 40 and with his incentives, he's going to earn some of that. So you're talking about 41, 42, 43, really, if you start to think about the average of what that deal is going to wind up being. So if you're Jalen Hurts and his agents, you see that and say, well, for all intents and purposes, let's call it 42, right? How much higher should we be on 42? Now we're pushing 50. And again, I know that that's not a number that the Eagles want to get to. I mean, that's the highest paid quarterback in the league is $50 million per year on Aaron Rodgers. Now, sometimes, depending on who you are, right, guarantees are important. Average per year is important. I've long said, once you're a quarterback and you're doing a top of the market deal, I don't necessarily care that much about guarantees. I know that sounds crazy, but let's say you're Joe Burrow and you're doing a deal with the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, like, you have the confidence in yourself. Yeah, anybody could get hurt at any point. I get that. Like, that's a risk you're going to have to take at some point. But if I'm Joe Burrow, I know I'm not going to all of a sudden fall off a cliff. Like, my talent level is not, I'm going to be a good quarterback for a long time. So give me some big numbers, right? Give me 50 plus million because I'm going to be here for a while. I'm going to earn that. Now, again, if you get hurt, that's always a thing. That's always a risk, but you can put injury guarantees, not full guarantees in there. So, you know, in the case of Jalen Hurts, you know, I know he's confident in himself and believes in himself. I go for the bigger number and punt on the guarantees as much as possible. Because I know, my confidence, I'm going to be here for a long time. I'm going to earn all that money. They're not going to cut me. I'm going to be a good quarterback in 5 years, a better quarterback in my mind. So that's the way I would approach the negotiations, but we'll see what winds up coming of it.
Yeah, no, and you, your way makes a lot of sense. I guess, you know, when you look at it, what'd you think of Penny? You know, upside, take a shot on some upside. I mean, you know, listen, he can hit the home run when he's healthy.
Yeah, and listen, I like the way he, yeah, when he's healthy, if he's healthy. I like the way he runs. He's got a good style of running. I think he compliments Kenny Gainwell and Boston Scott. Listen, I think that these guys have built an offense and an offensive identity. Now, granted, Shane Steichen's not here, but Sirianni is. And, you know, don't shake your head at Kevin Petullo sticking around, because that's a guy that some folks were interested in as offensive coordinator. So, you know, they've got different backs with different skill sets that they use in different situations. Like Kenny Gainwell, as a inside the tackles, down deep in the red zone guy, he's crazy effective the way they use him down there sometimes. And yeah, you wouldn't necessarily think of that. You think of the big, bulky running back. So they've got a way of using different styles of running backs the way that they have. So I think Penny fits in there pretty well at giving them different skill sets and the ability to do different things, because, you know, Penny's more of a thicker guy. I think he's upwards of, you know, 215, 220. So, you know, he fits right in. I like that fit.
What'd you think of the rest of the division? I mean, I mean, the Cowboys, that was a smart move with Gilmore, and the Giants. I mean, I don't believe in Jones, but, you know, I mean, Cable's a great coach, and he got a couple pieces there.
Yeah, they're coming together. I still don't. I mean, I like Jacoby Brissett, but, like, I still don't know why the Commanders think they're going to get by with if Sam Howell's your starting quarterback. I like Sam Howell as a scrappy little guy, you know, maybe a backup in this league for a long time, but I don't know. I feel like they had the chance to address the quarterback position this year, and I think maybe they were a little gun shy after last year and the way that the Wentz trade didn't work out for them. So I'm a little skeptical what's happening there. I think the Giants are making smart decisions now. You know, Paris Campbell coming in at wide receiver. Darren Waller is going to be effective alongside Cody Bellinger, the tight end they had last year. They were thought played really well as a rookie. So all of a sudden, like, you know, they've got some skill position players they're starting to put together. Their offensive linemen are young and going to get better. You hope they continue to grow. They're both of their young tackles. You know, they've got a decent roster coming together, and the Cowboys are going to be good. So, you know, this will be a good division for sure next year. It's going to be hard for me to pick a winner. But I'll enjoy covering the hell out of it during the season when they're going up against each other.
I feel you, my brother. Listen, as always, it's great catching up. You're killing it. Keep it up, man. And, you know, you're a must-follow and a must-listen-to whenever you're on, must-watch. So, Mikey G, we love you, buddy. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, cuz. Appreciate it.
Kiss the girls. See you, buddy.
You got it.
Mike Garofalo, NFL Network on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.